Unbreakable Rogues, good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd of 2024. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets, which by the way, you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. Don't forget to share the post. Tell your folks that this is the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. 20 minutes of motivation. Or 20 minutes and great frigging content. Great content. You can find me at Unbreakable Rogue on Instagram, at Unbreakable Rogue on YouTube. I'm still developing the channel, but you still can find great, great 20-minute video, 5-minute video, and power content. So let's get to it. Crank. You gotta crank it to win it. You gotta crank. I talked about yesterday about a little bit of a little quarter turns could be a great thing in our lives, and just keep cranking the pump, keep priming the pump, like pa pa pa. What's the name? Zig Ziglar always talks about prime the pump. You gotta prime the pump. And it's funny because the guy passed away a few years ago, and I saw him in Canton, Ohio, probably 6 months before he passed. And that was, because I always wanted to see the guy. I mean, I read, you know, quite a few of his books. And man, what a great guy. And always talks like, you know, you gotta crank it. You gotta, like, you know, when you're I know if any of you guys have changed a tire, and sometimes if you don't find the right tool, then you just can't change the tire. And even if you find the right tool, you gotta crank a little bit. You gotta push that pressure, you know, that quarter turn that allows you to, you know, to change the tire, right? And we go through our daily lives on how can we prime the pump, you know. I remember when I was I think I was in the ranch and they didn't have any water, so you gotta use the water pump that you know, psh, 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 and then your water comes because there's no water that comes through your, you know, through the pipes. You gotta use the pump, right? And in parts of Mexico there is not a lack of water, but there's the water comes to the water tanks. And that, you know, gets delivered to your, you know, to your house. I mean, obviously, certain places now you can actually have water, you know, to like the main water, pipes and so forth. But let's crank it. Let's crank this week. It's only Tuesday, and it's just that you gotta go over early. You gotta utilize every single hour through the day. This is my. This is my second week tracking pretty much every exercise that I do, with all my exercises, all my not all the activities, but the activities that needed to be measured and tracked. So I'm like, I'm cranking up, I'm cranking, right? Because the more we do it, the more we exercise that internal muscle that we have, that we don't exercise, which is our mind, our spirit. So we're like, how are you motivated? People ask me, how do you get motivated regardless of where you are or where you're going? It's like, look. I think for me, the most important thing is be aware that there it is a creator that allows us to continue to pursue our dreams. And I've been in situations that I'm telling you, it has been, you know, I used to live, you know, my mom passed away when I was 7. I lived with my grandparents and you know. I was bullied in school, and it was just, you know, my father was traveling all the time, you know, alcoholic, you know, family. So it was, I grew in an environment, not like, you know, your common environment. Like people, you know, the parents work and they grow up in a safe environment. Well, I didn't. You know, and I knew obviously there was people worse than I did, that is for sure. But I became a survivor. I became like, I had to do stuff like, you know, we didn't have like here in the United States, you know, that you'd have the school bus picking up right in at your door or in the corner. We just had to walk to school and take the public bus. I used to take two buses. Like I could have just like pretty much, and at some point I think my dad paid for that, you know, but had to still probably, you know, maybe walk a mile or actually about 3 miles. And until, you know, I get a little in trouble with the school bus. So I was not allowed to take the bus anymore. So I had to pretty much take the public transportation, right? Because I had some issues at school, just like, you know, have attitude problems because, you know, my father wasn't there. You know, the environment for me was not an easy to execute, to just, you know, to just go, right? So I had to pretty much survive in a way that it was, you know, it was tough, man. It was tough growing up. So I think those situations, you know, 38 years ago, kind of allowed me to build that muscle that I had. I have this constant thrive that regardless of where I am, it's like, I mean, I gotta keep going. I gotta keep cranking. I gotta keep I gotta keep pushing forward. I cannot allow to, David Goggins always talked about, you know, I cannot allow to become myself to, you know, to be civilized in a way that then I become comfortable. You know, I start, you know, sitting in the couch and maybe getting some weight. You got to keep active. That's why I run my home office. This is my third week on a remote basis. So I'm like, I'm super excited because I retired from construction, and now I have time back that I can spend time with, you know, with my family and with myself, pretty much, you know, working out and eating better and you know, not be around, you know, toxic chemicals, and that it was not good. Like, for example, today I'm going to get another session of red light therapy, which is the best. If you haven't tried red light therapy, it really, dude, I slept when I took it the first time about a week ago. OMG, I slept. You're stand up in a red light, and it's like a red sauna or a red light therapy, and you stand up for 15 minutes. I mean, I get home and I feel start being like it's so good for you, right? It's so good for you because we have all these obviously technologies that the universe gives us to us. And since we are so busy working for a lot of people, we don't spend enough time with ourselves, you know? So you got to crank the pump as well on your health and minimize your risk, you know, minimize on are you taking care of yourself, you know, mentally, physically, financially, and what are you doing on a daily basis to, you know, to be able to say, you know what, I'm just going to go out and I'm just going to do whatever I need to do. So all these years, I've been looking different ways. How can I win for myself, for my family? So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up in a clear state of mind that I can still, you know, I still need to grow my business. I gotta, you know, find some investors for, you know, build. I need to build myself a team. I need to build myself a team. I need to build myself an army, right? Of people that they are. I need to get surround myself with an inner circle. That's what yesterday I talked about, having even the most successful people in the world. They have a very close inner circle that allows them to not only taking care of their families, but also watching for each other. They're cranking the pump every single day. Like if you see, you know, Dubai back in 2008, 2010 was like stalled. You know, the real estate market crashed. But now you see Dubai, it is just like, it just blew up out of proportion. But in a way, because these guys that were keep priming the pump, they keep developing their people. That's the problem here in the United States. We stopped developing people. There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians, right? That's what they say. So there's a lot of greedy people around this around the the U.S. government, right? So then but at the same time, that's not their fault. Their fault is their people for not understanding where they want to go, what are they going to be. But that's why you got to keep constantly priming the pump, like cranking. I got to crank it today, a little turn, a little push in the gas, so I can go. So how far can I go with the energy that I have? How far can I go with with the resources that I have? How far can I go with the attitude that I have? So if you wake up tired, if you wake up angry and and complaining and this and that, so what? Because every you can always be responsible for your own path. You can always be responsible for what you're doing every day. You can always be like, I got up this morning, the first thing I did it like I always do. I pray, I meditate, I read my Bible for 10-15 minutes. I stay in bed, drank a little bit of a coffee, and boom, up to the gym. I went down to the gym, work out, put my music, and do my stretches, my exercises. And I've been trying new exercises. You just do some stretches, do some yoga in between as well, right? I came back, have a little bit of a short breakfast, and boom, I'm studying for my real estate. So I study for for maybe an hour and a half, in just 9 o'clock, boom, on the phones, baby, on training. I'm constantly in training. And I am going to talk about for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to talk about a lot of methods for ancient Chinese, the ancient Indians, how they use and how they name different methods to improvement. Stick with me because it is going to be phenomenal. You are in this planet for a reason. And we're like, dude, this is my 50th year anniversary, right? So this month is my 50th, So I've been in this planet for 50 years. So for me, I think like where and how the next 50 they're going to look like. What do I need to improve at an hourly basis and a daily basis? Because we're, my father passed away at 84. So do I have another 34 years to go? I don't know. But I'm in my mind, I think I'm going to live to 100. So I have another 50 years in this planet. So this month I'm resetting everything. Like in the movies, right? That you press the and you go back to like the Matrix, whatever, and then you back to zero, and then you just like, so you gotta find different ways how to win. A little quarter turns, cranking, pumping, breathing, right? And this is like there's a little bird nest and downstairs in the second floor, right? So you see the little, the little bird, putting the eggs and they're just flying around and they're just like, watching their, the little birds going on. They got like birds, they always got, have you seen the birds that are always on the move? They're always on the move because nature, they know there's a lot of predators. And they have, they gotta eat, and they only have a lifespan. A certain, years this bird has. I don't know where or how they fly. A few years ago, I watched this episode on, I don't know, it was one of those documentaries. So literally this guy, they trapped this little bird. They put a GPS on him. And just they let it go. So they came back a few months ago, I don't know, 6-7 months, I don't know how long they wait, they caught the same bird and they analyzed the data. But this little bird, for the size of your, smaller than your hand, with their, his, the brain of that bird is probably the size of a like a peanut, probably like a little I don't know, grain of bean, right? That little bird was able to fly. He was, they were at, I believe they trapped him in New York, in some of the, or Washington. So that bird was flying every single year. They're going to the same time, but they flew all the way to Brazil. So the, that little bird was flying about 4,000 miles. Obviously, in the winter, you know, they go and they came back to Washington. So these little birds can fly 4,000 miles for the winter. They got to fly. The same little bird. The same little bird. So they got to always, you know, be constantly in the move and making sure that, you know, they go through their destination and they go back. I mean, 4,000 miles. Woo! The same thing with us. Little by little, crank the pump, crank it, and just like twist it, and just like, oh God, and just a little bit. Okay, today I'm walking, it doesn't mean you're walking a mile, and then you, next time you walk in 1.5, 1.6, 1.7, and little by little, you're like, oh, and then keep going, and sometimes you're like, oh my God, I was just, and again, until we get the job done, because we're just for so little time in this planet. So little time. So this Sunday, I'm going to the beach. I'm about two hours from the beach. And Sunday, I'm going to get up in the morning. It's going to be about 77 degrees. And I'm going to the beach. Right? Got to get that sun, get that salt, you know, feel the energy of the water. Feel, you know, yeah, that's why, you know, it, oh my God, we're like, oh, well, you know, just... We're working, we're busy. Oh, the kids are this, the kids are that. You got parents. If you have children, parents, you need to take care of yourself. You need to take, take care of your kids, but you got to take care of yourself as well. Because if you don't take care of yourself, how in the hell are you going to watch others? How want to take care of others? You got to watch. Everybody is in charge of his own path. His own activities. That's why I get up early in the morning, and I got after I finish my podcast, I gotta go to study. I gotta read, and I gotta sit, and I gotta keep cranking. Cause that's the way I'm gonna go to the next level. That's the way I was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana a few years before that, you know, right in the middle of the pandemic, and then I was in Tennessee, and I was like, man, now I am in the beautiful state of North Carolina. We moved from Ohio, and we're super excited because we keep cranking the pump. We keep cranking the pump. Boom, boom, boom. No surrender. Because the mind, the subconscious mind, that's what I recommend always go and follow David Goggins. He has a bunch of interviews that he's been done, tons of interviews on this. You can find a lot of his speeches on YouTube, and this dude is just like he's constantly moving, because the mind, he said, the mind is like a medieval mother, you know what I mean? It's the mind, the subconscious mind is a mind of matter. It's a medieval mother trucker, so he's constantly cranking the pump and avoid negativity. And he needs to keep on the move. He needs to keep going. He needs to keep going and going and going and going. Have a good afternoon. Go help somebody that can ever repay you. Follow the path. Share the post. You can follow me at Unbreakable Rogue on Instagram, at Unbreakable Rogue on YouTube. And you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. Have a great afternoon. Keep going. Crank it. Crank it. And cranking like until you break that bad habit. This is my second week of tracking. I feel great. And this month is my 50, man. 50. Whew. Let's go. Go bet on yourself. That's the only way to win.